The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com.
Warning! The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor, or your neighbor's wife, or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, I want to take this moment to thank all of our sponsors that help OBSBeers.com, you know, stay functional, stay fashionable, stay hip, stay trending. First off, we want to give a huge shout out to ChillLoverRadio.net. Next up is ColoradoHopsCompany.com. We've got PremiumLiquids.com. Check out GrogTag.com. Also, check out the lovely DJChild.com, and that's Child with a Y. Check out Banned Coffee. If you definitely want to go ahead and stay up like us, Banned Coffee. Amazon search, strong coffee. Also, check out Facebook.com/2017designs. And last but not least, check out Instagram.com/art_of_dren, D-R-E-N. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're back. Sean, what episode are we on again?
It's 69, my second favorite number.
It is. You know what? I used to, when I was younger, I used to love 69. Then I found out that you can actually invite a person to do a 68 and you can owe them later, but then like unfriend them.
Yeah,
and you just get self-served.
It's like the Netflix 30-day trial, but with head.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, yeah. I also used to like 69.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on, Sean. Do you have a problem with that?
That's a little selfish.
What do you mean it's a little selfish? Let me get that closer to your mouth hole. What do you mean it's a little... Before we introduce you guys, there's a lady on the show. It's been a while.
What?
We finally got some vagina on this.
I mean, can you tell Frank's not
here.
Around it?
Frank's not here. Ever? Dad's not here, so you know what type of show
Frank?
This is. Dad.
That's Dad.
No, he's...
He's both of our dads.
Yeah,
we have sex with
him. He's the straight edge on the show, and that's not funny, you bastards.
Yeah.
Go to your room. That's him. He's the straight guy.
Yeah.
He's the one that pulls us back. Like, can we get back to the show, you adopted bastards? And so why do you think that seems selfish if you're the one receiving the 68 and then you would have to owe the person later? You've never had a guy
what
come up to you.
What are the odds that you actually pay that person back?
Exactly. You've selfish. Never been selfish?
Selfish. Oh, yeah, all the time.
So I mean, you'll let them get down on the fur cookie.
You
let them down on the fur cookie and then you'll be like, yeah, I'll hook your pipe up later.
Right.
And then you just don't hit them back.
Yeah. Why couldn't it just be
you're
a cookie?
You're such an ass. You're the reason why most guys cheat. She's like, I'm not.
You're
like,
the reason why most guys. Oh, wow. I'm glad I'm here for it.
Right. Okay, so let's go around the room real quick, guys. We kind of say hello to everyone, and then you guys are going to learn who this lovely voice is. And yes, if you guys stay all the way to the end of the show, we're going to find out her measurements, okay? So stay all the way till the end of the show.
We've hired a tailor.
We're going to not even. I don't know if one person leaves,
yeah.
While listening to this podcast, because we
we're not going to release her inside. seem. If that's exactly the case.
So as soon as we
take that,
as soon as we give it the Chill Lover Radio, yeah, and they put us on all the platforms,
yeah,
we still can remove that last scene if one person stops in the middle of the whole podcast. I was like, oh,
right,
oh, you got to go to work. Oh, it's gone. Sorry. Oh,
yeah, sorry. You ruined it.
All right, so let's go around the room. Sean, it's been a week.
Hey, has it?
It has been a week. How you been? All right.
Well, I don't know. I've been in a coma for a week, my man.
What do you mean you've been in a coma?
Self-induced coma. Tired of life. Just kind of.
Well, there's an old wives' tale.
Yeah.
Okay, going across for results, going down for the end results. No, yeah. I butchered it.
I messed it up.
Okay. I'm kidding.
All right.
Actually, no, it's go across for attention.
Okay.
Go longwise for results.
I still don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, cutting your wrist. Don't hang yourself. Yeah, go across for attention.
I got it. Yeah,
long ways for results.
What did they call that street? Across the street and something. I don't know. They had like a little name for it.
Across the street, well, down the road.
This was across the street, and then
this
was down
the road. Hang your puppy. Dinner time. Gucci gang, Gucci gang.
All right, episode brought to you by Yeet.
So, Miss Lady Ma'am, Thicky Meats. That's her new name, Thicky Meats. All right, so it's Thicky Meats now. Like, that's okay. It. Like, I felt that.
Did you?
I felt it. Thicky Meats. She's not small, and she's not big, but she Thicky Meats.
Thicky Meats, wow.
Yeah.
She's giving you the worst look.
Doesn't matter. Like, if I give her like a broom or a vacuum cleaner, she'll walk away and do her thing.
Wow.
God, her mouth opened up. Her mouth opened. I don't even need to see, and I know what that. Wait, what that mouth do?
It's odd.
What that mouth? Am I saying that right?
Yeah,
what does that mouth do?
Has a guy ever said that to you?
No.
No?
What if they did?
Not even in passing?
Not even, yeah, like they walk past you at 7-Eleven, get a slurp, and go, wow, what
I'm
that
not saying
do?
You wouldn't punch so. Them in the no, face. I'm just saying,
I can't recall.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, this is Thicky Meats. So, introduce yourself. Tell everyone who you are.
Hi, my name is Taryn.
Hi, Taryn. And,
thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. We've been trying to get you here for a while. You know that, right?
Oh,
you know
really?
That,
really?
Right? No. Yeah.
We actually just saw you on Facebook, and we were just like...
We were impressed?
We were just like, this is great. And we know you only have one picture on Facebook. We were just really
one.
Guessing. Yeah. Like, just that one profile picture. It was taken with an Android in 2011, so it's not too good.
Right.
But, I mean, we were like, we gotta get her on the show. And I remember you messaged back and said, hey, could you stop messaging me, please? I don't know you.
I remember that, but that doesn't mean stop.
Right.
That
why are you friends with my mom? Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's because I have a thing for her mom.
Right. I mean, who doesn't?
She's super thicky meats.
Yeah, super thicky meats.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I was in there.
Let me ask you a question. Do you know much about beer?
And do you want a sister?
I know that
do
you I want like a sister? Beer.
You know what?
I know that I like beer.
Okay, oh, that's good.
It's a good type place for that.
Oh, my God.
I'm still trying to go back to this part about her mom having a kid and you're about
right.
to have a sister.
No. I just impregnated her. But go on about the beer.
Oh, okay.
You're going to have a sister. But yeah, go on about the
beer. Your mom fucks with all condoms.
You like beer. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your favorite type of beer? Without knowing the universe, that
my
we're going to take you down.
My go-to beer that I always get is Dos Equis.
Okay, so you like that?
Okay.
It's like a green one. You know what I'm talking about?
The green one, yeah. The
green bottle.
The gross one, yes.
It's
gross. You know, actually, it's not gross. So I can tell you why it's not gross. Because you drink it.
Oh.
So that means you like it. It's your beer.
Stop. Everyone. All right. That's the end of the show, guys. Thanks for coming.
As for me,
yeah.
That's a real throw up sound.
That's how you feel?
Yeah, I do. It's fucking gross. Okay, so you're into mainstream beer. So if we went to a bar and they just had like Coors or something, you would go, let me get the Coors or something like that, right?
No, not even.
I'm just saying like a mainstream.
Maybe like a Pabst.
So she's
a
little.
They're the same thing.
Yeah, but she seems a little deeper in there.
They're the same thing.
She's like a layer deeper in there.
Oh, a layer.
Just
a
one
PBR
layer
means you're a layer in over. A
As for someone that's not even, I don't even fucking know anything.
You work here and you think PBR is better than Coors?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know
that's
anything.
It. That's your last day on the show, bud.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll get a Linguitas.
I'm sorry, what was the name of that?
Linguitas?
Are we at Olive Garden? Does that come with breadsticks?
Hey, I don't know.
Lagunitas.
Oh, that.
Oh, is it?
Work with me.
Lagunitas. Yeah.
Yeah, but would you say linguitas?
Linguitas.
Does it,
oh,
like,
no.
What
no,
type of pasta like, does that, like,
oh, that does sound like linguine.
Like
yeah.
I didn't think about that.
I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. Don't worry. We're going to get you by the end of the show. You'll be right up there with us. So you'll grab a Lagunitas. God, now what?
Sometimes.
Olive Garden after the show. Like, they got that crazy bread. I like crazy bread. Is that from there?
Crazy. What?
Crazy
Olive
bread?
Garden? That's
Olive
fucking
Garden?
Little Caesars.
Pizza? See how I set your ass up. All right. So Lagunitas. Anything else that you can think of?
I know that I don't like Guinness.
Okay, so you don't like nitro stouts. Right? Yeah, okay, well, actually, Guinness is on its own, I guess, for what it is. We can get more into that later on another later episodes if you feel free to come back. Because every now and again, we do stouts. We do to-do.
It said it on the fucking show.
You're not going to bleep me out?
I wouldn't dare.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't tread
on you. That's my dog right there.
I dare not.
That's the 17th Amendment. My dude.
You heard?
I was drinking Rolling Rock last night, though, and it was really good.
Was it better than that pale ale you had earlier from Great Basin?
No.
That's what I thought. That's okay. We're going to square you away. Now, so before we start, because we're going to do five tastings on today's show, and they're going to be kind of all over the place, okay? Mm-hmm. So here's the ground rules. So we grade them. So first thing we do is I'll ask you a couple of questions from an outsider looking in.
Okay.
Then we're going to smell it, okay? And whatever you smell is what it is. You cannot be wrong.
What if you have to burp?
Then burp.
Okay.
It's a beer show.
I mean, I feel like
If you burp, we watch the jiggle. It's perfect. You burp.
Not much of it.
Huh?
Nothing.
No, what were you going to say?
That doesn't seem like it would result in much of a jiggle, but that's fine.
I feel she burps big. like tectonic plates.
Her eyes. She was like, why do you think that?
I just have this feeling that when she belts,
guys do it a lot?
Burp?
On this show?
Fuck.
No, Frank, I don't.
Frank kills it.
If I do, I'm like.
Okay.
Yeah, you're more than welcome to queef, fart,
anything.
Armpit fart, burp, whatever. Pick your nose.
Piss on the table. Who cares?
Yeah, just know that there are three cameras running where we're live, and when they find out where you're at, they might go, girl, you picked that nose. You just have to deal with that shit. Alright, so with that said, so what we're going to do is we're going to embark on these three things. So after you smell it,
mm-hmm.
then we taste it, like I showed you. And then we grade it. Our grading system is it's gotten pretty big. So it's zero meaning, oh, hell no.
Okay.
One, it's because you made it. It's on the shelf. That's the lowest grade usually. Usually when we give it a zero, it's one of those obscure things that we're drinking. We're like, hell no. Three is neutral. It's just, you know, I would drink it, but I don't care about it. Five is it's the shit.
Okay.
And holy grail means it moves you to the point you're like, I have to have more of this. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And any increment in between. So if you said a 1.5, 1.75, like anything like that, that's fine. And then I'll ask you why, okay?
Okay.
Sean knows the rules pretty well, and Sean's actually...
I'll probably forget.
He's been well-groomed very well, actually. He's been very impressive. He's learned to... What's your favorite style of beer now?
Sours.
Yeah, so there's beers that are sour.
That's mine.
Okay.
And that's mean like shit. Your face puckers up.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorbic acid type shit.
I'm
yeah.
not surprised that you like sour beer.
It's... Why is that?
Because
I like sour
you're
pussy.
Like a...
Okay, first off,
what?
If you're going to eat sour pussy, you, my friend, need to wash that sour pussy. That's just not good, bro. Why your hair is curled up like that?
Yeah, it gets you drunk. It's like it fermented.
No, come on. You guys, stop. That's nasty.
Beer pussy.
Doesn't he look pussy like beer. He would like sour beer? And sour pussy.
And he doesn't wash. Just sour pussy, sour beer, and unkempt genitals and shit. Everything's just tardy at his house.
Tardy? Everything's late?
No, tart. Tardy.
I thought you meant like
not late. No,
everything shows up.
All right, so let's just get down to the show. All right, so this is what we're going to do. We'll be right back to let you guys know what beers we're going to be doing. Sean, whatever you want to do is your call. What do you want to do? The transition wines. What do you want to do? Just transition?
Yeah, just hit it with the Classico.
Oh, let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Sorry the intro and all that good stuff took a little too long, but you gotta understand.
I'm not sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I need to give them their disclaimer.
No.
When you
fuck
have a raging heart on
let me fucking tell you something.
Next to Thicky Meats. It's like a celebrity. Like, I'm
that's
built
a bad
for
name,
shit
man.
Like that, bro.
Thicky Meats is a bad name, bro. You gotta.
No, it's established now.
That doesn't
okay,
make
Okay, I'll tell
good.
You what. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys think Thicky Meats is a horrible name, head over to our Instagram, OBS Beers. There is one post inside the whole entire thread of OBS Beers Instagram that's a silver or white image of our podcast. It's the only one. And if you put in there hashtag Thicky Meats and put don't like, if we can get 10 people to do that, we won't call her it anymore. But if you want us to continue calling her Thicky Meat, we need 10 people to say me likey. Hashtag Thicky Meats, me likey. And we will keep that name, and there's nothing we can do.
Oh,
we have to give the fans what they want, right? Correct? Well, let's ask the lady in the house. Are you okay with that if the fans vote for that?
Yeah, that's fine.
She took way. Okay, do me a favor.
I was just going to say, like, my friends and family, they just call me T.
Right.
Right, but.
It stands for Thicky
Beans.
It
stands for Thicky Beans.
Do me a favor, Sean.
Yeah.
That pause that she just did.
Yeah.
Leave that bitch. Don't even. Okay. Don't even.
Don't.
Throw some crickets in that motherfucker.
I have those.
Yeah, throw some crickets in there. That's fucking fun. That's funny.
I don't mean to have the sound effect. I mean, I have crickets.
Like, right now there's three.
You can't. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
No, but like, if I wanted to see your past shows.
You would. I'll show you all that after the end of the show. But for those that may not know, head over to obsbeers.com on the homepage. The podcast link is right there. Boom.
Bam.
But I'll explain everything to you at the end. I'll show you everything where you need to be on your phone because she's got an iPhone, ladies and gentlemen. She has a dinosaur brick phone. It's actually the iPhone 2. She just hangs on to classic shit.
Doesn't even have an external speaker.
It doesn't. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But it's cute, I guess. I guess it's cute.
Right.
Are we still talking about the phone?
What kind of show is this?
It's about to be a beer show.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, here are the five beers that we'll be talking about tonight. So, from coming in from Green Flash, it's Tangerine Soul Style IPA. We've got Winter Brawn by Lost Coast. We have Sierra Nevada's Hop Bullet. We have Mother Earth Brewing Company's Kimsit. And we've got one of my favorites, Nakasi's, Yours Truly. All right, so since you're new on the show,
mm-hmm.
Here are the five beers that we are going to be doing, okay? In no particular order, but you're going to help me put them in the order. Out of all of these, which one that you want to do so bad, like, that's the one?
It says Hop Bullet on there.
You so wanted,
it sounds like it would probably get you pretty drunk quick.
Sounds like, okay, so that's the one that you're most excited for.
Actually, I heard the Tangerine, and I was like, oh, that.
Okay, so which one are you excited for the most?
The Hop Bullet.
This one's last. Yeah, we say that's dessert.
Okay.
Now, out of these four, which one are you least looking forward to?
Because
that's the one we're doing
first. I was least looking forward to that Hot Bullet.
You already know.
Yeah. Is this one again?
That's Winter Brawn.
What does that mean?
Yeah,
probably this one is the
winter brown
that I'm looking forward to.
It's a winter brown. And then what we'll do is, since you were liking that, we'll do that one before, and we'll just leave these like that. Is that fair?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with another transition. Sean, hit it with, you know what I like. Go ahead, give it to him. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Let's get down with the show, guys. Kind of wanted to break the jitters. So right now, guys, we're going to be doing from Lost Coast Brewery coming out of Eureka, California. This is their Winter Brawn Ale, and the ABV is 8%. We're starting off pretty bold here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 8%, but then again, we've done bigger. So
right.
Let's go ahead and crack this open.
If a boy,
how excited are you for
bigger.
This particular beer, Miss Thicky
Mates? I'm excited. Mates?
All right, a little bit for you. I'll switch you, Sean. I'll trade you. I'll give you this one. I'll take your glass.
Oh, okay.
All right, bet.
Gracias.
Yeah. No problem, no problem. All right, so let's talk about this from a woman's standpoint. Miss Thicky Meats.
I thought you were talking to me.
The packaging is not something that I would go for.
And
right
why
away.
Is that? Is it because there is an actual black guy on it?
No. Well, that would be the reason I go for it.
Okay.
But it's the, like, how his face is, like, abstract. Like, I just don't like that.
That
kind of creeps me out.
You don't like that abstract
no.
art? Okay, let's ask Sean. Sean, label.
Oh, that's a little strange. It's interesting, but it's strange. It definitely makes me want to look at the label.
Okay.
It stands out on the shelf, but
so for you,
it's
you're
not
like,
appetizing.
But for you would check it out. You would check out the label.
Yeah.
And for you, you're like pass.
And,
pass.
Yeah. For her, okay. She was like, I can't see his wiener. I don't know what he learned.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I think the snowboard daddy on represents it.
Right.
Actually, I mean, if his face looks like that, imagine what his penis looks like.
Right.
It's probably like...
I'm, that,
you know,
okay, so if you
I'm
look
constantly
at his face,
imagining what people's
like,
penis
hangs
looks
to
like.
The left.
Look at his face.
Mine goes
that
to the
goes
left,
right in your
all.
Ass. You can sit right in there and right in there. See?
I didn't think of that.
Of course you didn't. God.
It's very common for them to go to the left, by the way, so...
Yeah.
Don't...
How are you going to not like a face like that?
It just happens, okay?
How are you going to just not like a face? Look, this is like, well... Damn, I could... Oh, yeah. Ow.
Can someone help me straighten this out?
I know, right? Scoliosis. Okay.
My dick got scoliosis.
Because it don't stay... swerve the lane.
My dick got that osteoporosis. All right.
Skirt. All right, so let's go ahead. What we're going to do is we're going to swirl it just a little bit. We're going to agitate it. Get that nucleation going.
Agitate it. Piss it off.
Yeah,
bitch.
Get it. All right. Cheers to the smell. Okay, so we'll start off with you, Miss Thicky Meats. What do you smell? Right off the bat. Don't go too far in it. I'm definitely going to need those crickets. We're going to need them for the show a lot.
I smell like...
Right, I got them.
I don't know. Like, old. It smells old.
Oh, fair enough. Now, what does that mean to you? Like what's old? Like grandpa?
Yeah, like I smell like my grandpa. Di- my dead like grandmother.
It's been sitting for a while.
Okay, so you got an old fragrance.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you comfortable with that decision?
Yes.
Sean.
What?
Can you out-top old?
What are we doing here?
We're smelling the beer, bro.
I'll tell you this. Not as old. Oh. I'm thinking like a 47-year-old. No, anyway.
It's kind of hot. What do you got for me?
Really, it's to me, it smells like, this is a strange comparison I don't think I've made before, one of the scented markers as a kid.
Okay.
I'm not sure. So it's got an alcohol boost smell.
The alcohol burn.
Yeah, but...
Does it smell brown?
The brown one, yeah.
Does it smell like a brown... I guess, but I don't know what flavor that is.
Brown.
Of all the... Okay.
It's brown.
It smells like the color brown.
Actually, we've done that on the show before. We've described the... Or I have, where you can describe it as a color.
That's the way they do it in music. They're like, you know, that real bright sounding...
describing color, and you could say that and they would get it. I mean, this is a brown, a winter brown ale, so it smells brown. That's nothing
I'm
wrong with
like,
that.
Getting like, I guess, honey or something.
Okay, well, you're not too far off,
yeah,
and you're not too far either. So what we got going on here, guys, it's extremely malty, and the malt is mixing in with the booze. It's 8%. So when you're smelling it, that sort of sweet
like syrup
burns, kind of. Mm-hmm. That sweet burn is going on, and it's got some really interesting chocolate cocoa properties, a little bit of some singed coffee. It does probably does smell a little old, but that just means it's just got a robust fragrance, very pungent, very sharp, very earthy. It smells like dirt a little bit.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, guys, without further ado, but also don't take away from the fact that it also smells sweet where he was getting the honey. There's a nectar fragrance as well. So enough about that. Let's go ahead and have a sip.
Oh, cheers. Ah.
Sean, I love it when you make that face, baby. Oh, that is delicious. All right, we'll start off with Sean first. Sean, what's going on over there? But nah, no, don't get that taste out yet. Let's talk about it. Oh, my God. Talk to me, baby. Sounds like a bad uncle, isn't it?
I feel a little betrayed.
So talk to me. What's going on here?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, we'll come back to you. Thicky meats?
It tastes like
burnt wood.
Like hold your tongue.
If you were to like pour like some cognac and beer together, that's what it kind of like tastes like after. Okay. And it does burn like good. A little bit, like you said.
Well, with most winter beers, it's designed to burn. It's supposed to make you feel warmer.
Oh.
That's why it's made for the winter, for colder climates.
Oh, that makes
so
sense.
So it's kind of going to give you that sensation. That's why it's boozy, thick. So as you taste, Sean, I'm loving it.
Oh,
what's going on?
Fucking God. It tastes like burnt wood and cough syrup.
Okay, I like that. I like that because there is a little bit of some
musk.
Of that.
Sweating.
That's a good analogy, musk. For me, guys, I'm getting definitely dark chocolate, bitter chocolate, cocoa powder. Mm-hmm. It's definitely scorched coffee. Still sweet. Very sweet. Like maple that's been burned as well. Maybe creme brulee. It's very thick. And the booze is actually overpowering the whole entire beer, which would be great for the colder climate because that's what it's made for. I'm rather enjoying it just on the grounds that Sean is dying on the set. And Miss Thicky Meats, let's go ahead and grade it. What would you give this? You're more than welcome to go in for another sip if you want to kind of mull around. Sean, while she's going around with that, what do you got for these guys?
As a grade?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give it a 1.5.
And why?
It's very, very strong. You gotta like those flavors to be going that hard in that direction.
So they're very detailed.
Detailed, sure. Very detailed and passionate.
Okay.
And
a little too strong for you.
Too strong for me.
All right.
Yeah.
1.5. All right, Miss Thicky Meats.
I would probably just give it a 1.
And why? Just because they made it.
Because I mean, if I was in a cabin, like probably with my friends in the snow, like. It might be something that I don't even think I would finish an entire bottle of it, actually.
You couldn't get turnt on this?
I could, but I wouldn't.
It's physically possible.
It is. And I
very always, much so,
very
I would
much
say.
So. And
yeah,
for me, ladies and gentlemen,
so.
I'm going to go ahead and hit you guys with a 3.5. I enjoy it. It's great for a seasonal item. I don't think that you should be drinking this during hot climates, even though we have it and we're doing it the moment of this recording. We're in the middle of the summer. But it's just the way the show goes. We randomly grab stuff out of the coolers. And this is designed, again, for the cold season. It's very delicious. I personally would, if I had to, like out of all the choices, I'd grab that over anything just because it's low ABV for me and it's really flavorful. It really does have a lot of characteristics that, like you said, Sean, you got to be in the game for a while to, or understand beer to even handle it. You have to understand it. Doesn't mean you have to like it. Yeah. Like, you have to understand it. But it's really nice. And the back finishes, it's got that really syrupy chocolate goodness. It's really good, guys. Yeah. So if you guys want, go out there and handle it. All right, guys, we'll be right back with the next beer. All right, this just in. It's time for another beer review. All right, coming in, ladies and gentlemen, is Mother Earth Brewing Company. These guys are out of Vista, California. The print was really, really tiny. And Napa, Idaho. If you guys want more information, it's Mother Brew. Why do I always want to say that? I apologize. What? It's MotherEarthBrewCo.com. It's a tongue twister. Okay. And this is their Kismet, which also means fate.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's what that means. And the ABV is 7.3. Let's get busy.
What's the ABV?
Alcohol by volume.
Oh, okay.
That's how much alcohol is actually in this. Is 7.3. So we went from an 8 to a 7. All right, here we go. I got you, bro. Thank you. Yeah, water. All right, so since we've already gone, so Miss Thicky Meats, is this label something that attracts you as a lady?
Not really. Like the way that it's, it doesn't really catch my eye too much, but then I do see on it that it says pale ale, and I think that I like those, so.
You only saw part of that.
Oh no!
Yeah, this is part of their Resonator series. What is Resin.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah, Resonator series.
That's spectacular.
Sean,
I don't. Oh shit!
This ain't no LL. You know that, right?
I'm scared now.
Yeah. So this is. What do you think of the label?
Wow, that's a lot of lines going on up in that bitch.
Fair enough.
What's that supposed to be? Like fucking.
It's just like green.
The yellow part. What is that?
Like it's a sun, or like it's like a
tentacles
eye
or some
thing.
Shit.
Some
like it reminds me of Sublime or something.
Oh, okay, I was gonna say hentai, but yeah, Sublime.
I love both.
Sublime.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to it. Let's go ahead and get our smell on.
Let's
see if she thinks this is, after we're done, if this is still a pale ale.
If it feels like hentai.
Love it. All right, it's definitely a part of the Resonator series. Yes, okay,
definitely.
Take another good one, girly.
I like it.
It's dank.
That's what I'm saying. It smells musty as all hell.
When you like peel like any type of like nectarine or like anything like that, like a tangerine or like orange or lemon or something like
that's part of it.
Like how it smells.
So you got some tangerine on that, a little bit of orange. It smells like resin and pine needles and outdoors.
Yeah.
It smells like Simple Green, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait.
For
Sean.
Real, I don't want to do this.
We got to drink it, dude. Okay,
what
so.
What do you think it smells like?
It smells like everything he just.
Oh.
He knows what style this is.
Oh, okay.
It's his least favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are you ready? Yeah. Cheers to the taste. Just watch him as we drink.
We'll see you compared to the last one.
It's delicious.
Oh man, that's nice. There it is. Oh, not too bad, huh?
After you don't like.
After this is really crazy.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is an IPA, but it's soft.
In contrast to.
Listen, guys.
Yeah,
this is soft.
Yeah, it's soft.
Very sweet. The hang time and the back finish is very light, but it dries you out. But it's really creamy and sweet and sticky to the lips. And why can't pussy taste like this?
I would be so fucking angry because I love eating pussy.
Oh, this would be so good.
I mean, beer is supposed to be beer, and pussy is supposed to be pussy.
Please don't
change pussy taste for me.
No, this would be great.
Such a blessing.
No, this is great. At least you know it's sterile. Won't be so sour, Sean.
I like it sour and salty.
All right, Miss Thicky Meats, what do you think of this?
I like it.
The part about what we were just talking about, or the beer?
The beer.
Sour pussy.
Why do you like this
beer?
Can
I finish it?
Wait till we're done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so what do you like about it?
This woman.
Can I just finish? Let me swallow it. Let me get this down my throat hole.
Like, unlike the other one, like, it's, it leaves a nice, like, aftertaste in your mouth, and it doesn't burn, and it does taste like the way pine needle smell.
So you're okay with this?
I like that.
All right.
It's not too strong. It's, like, really smooth to me. I like it a lot.
Oh, fair enough. So, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of characteristics if you're asking any citrus notes. She noted earlier when she was saying tangerine, for some that may not know what tangerine, you can go with blood orange. You can go with regular orange. There's some tropical notes to it, so you might get a little kiwi pineapple. We can use the different lemon or lime. It's more lemon peel with a little touch of ruby red grapefruit on that. And then that's what you're filling is the grapefruit around the side of the tongue and gum line and all that good stuff. But the bittering part of it, it actually washes away. It kind of feels aggressive coming in, and then all of a sudden it's just really nice and happy. And it's almost like you got kidnapped and then like your capture let you go. Like he found a heart. I mean, because he found it in the backyard. He was looking for it, but he found it. And then
I feel like he let all of you go, and like he was cool to me the whole time we were kidnapped. And then as we were like crawling through the front yard, he grabbed me by the ankle. Y'all got away, and he was like, "Nah, come here." And now, because I disagree with the aftertaste,
right?
It's punching me in the fucking dick.
You're the one that never got away.
Yeah, it's punching me in the dick. Everyone else is like, "Well, that was fine. That wasn't so bad." And I'm just like, "Oh, I have radiation poisoning."
Your melanoma count is just way too high, bro. Yes. Tart chopping right there. Yes. So, would you drink this again?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Well, obviously, she tried to drink it all on the spot.
This is true.
She's currently ravaging through your refrigerator just trying to find any beer she can.
I know. She was trying to drink the set beer real quick. She's going to get it at the end of the show. Sneaky. We'll give it to her at the end of the show.
You're still talking about the beer,
right? And then we'll
give
her the beer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So, real quick, before we transition out, Miss Thicky Meats.
Mm-hmm.
Are you having a good time?
What a name.
Fair enough. All right, hit them with whatever's next. Was it a commercial?
Yeah, we'll go for a commercial.
Let's go for a commercial. We'll be right back.
Hey dude, you know what beer this is?
Oh, no, all the labels are falling off.
Yeah, or the ink is run.
Well, if it's the pale ale, you're good. But stay away from the quote-unquote Belgian.
Oh man, this guy needs to get some grog tags.
Grog tags are reusable, write-on, wipe-off, commercial-grade bottle labels for your brew. The guys at Grog Tag are homebrewers. They wanted great-looking, sturdy labels for your bottles, buckets, carboys, kegs, and growlers. They also wanted a label that not only looks good, but can be easily removed and reapplied during bottling without that nasty glue residue being left behind. No residue, water-resistant, and ice chest-approved. Grog tags stay on in water or an ice chest, and they stay legible. Visit grogtag.com to customize your label or coaster from dozens of different templates for free and see how awesome your bottles can look.
Ugh, it's that pseudo-Belgian.
Yeah, we're getting him some grog tags, dude.
Grog tag. At least your beer will look good. Grogtag.com.
Do, bow, bow. Oh, sorry. Name the movie.
I don't know.
Ferris Bueller.
I think I've seen it, but...
Oh, Jesus fucking...
I remember...
Ratings going down.
Is it?
I mean, they already went down from the
beginning. Wait, what? It's Ferris Bueller Day Off?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time. It's the only movie I've ever seen. That's why it's my favorite. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get down to this beer. This is Nakasi Brewing Company's Yours Truly. This is coming in a 12 fluid ounce can. The ABV is 4.3% alcohol by volume. Also, for all you IBU heads, which is International Bitter Units, this bitterness in this beer is 20 out of 100. For more information, head over to NakasiBrewingCompany.com. And these guys hail out of Eugene, Oregon.
Yep.
I don't even need to look. I just know. Oh. So we're going to go ahead and crack this. Have you ever had a Nakasi before?
No.
Do you know?
Well, I don't think so.
No, you haven't had a Nakasi yet on the show.
It doesn't sound familiar.
No. So, pop quiz.
Yes.
What's a Nakasi?
That's a trick question because you just asked me if I've ever had one.
Well, maybe you might have heard the name Nakasi.
No, that sounds like a Nagasaki.
No, that's over there. May I have a glass, sir? Do you know what Nakasi is?
No.
That is the... female goddess of fermentation.
Oh, then I don't
fuck with that. She would be considered the goddess of beer. But she's technically the goddess of fermentation.
Oh, I thought you said fertilization. Fermentation is cool. I'm just not with that reproduction shit.
Right. That's all right.
So I was like, miss me with that god of fermentation
push
shit.
Push back.
Where's the god of Planned Parenthood? Okay.
He's in a box, motherfucker. Kind of like that Geico dude. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to it. Cheers to the smell.
Cheers. You alright? Almost spilled it?
Okay.
This smells like a full dinner, bro. This smells like...
It's a full dinner?
It smells like a full plate. I'm smelling like meat, potatoes, green beans.
Alright.
Like a whole damn dinner.
Okay.
She's looking at me like I'm crazy, which I love that. She's looking at me like, what the fuck?
So let me see if I can help everyone understand. There's an array. So there's an array of different strengths of smells.
Yeah.
It's like something thick, something creamy.
Yeah, something
plantish.
Something salty, something creamy, and something botanical.
So a whole plate.
a whole motherfucking plate.
I like that. See, we work very well together.
Yeah, I'm fully erect right now.
I love it. Well, let me just look away over here. Miss Thicky Meats. I don't want to look at dick on the show. Unless it's me in front of a mirror, and I don't even like looking at it then either.
Right. I mean, right?
I just shut the door like, stop, dude.
Oh,
like,
I stare at it.
Whoa. So what do you got on that fragrance?
It smells like, kind of like, I feel like it smells like the beach almost. Like when you're going to the beach, how, like,
well, like, I mean, going through LA, kind of like,
No, not LA. Like,
no, it's that salty yet musty combination.
When, like,
you're like, the beach is kind of dirty, but this is refreshing.
Yeah. Don't mind that glowing, radiated barrel. No, so it smells like outdoors and the beach.
Yeah.
But so, salty.
Okay.
Like he said.
Like a swamp cooler in the Bahamas.
All right, well.
Humidus.
There is a little bit of something salty going on, but for me, I'm getting just flowers and nectar, like, in the morning. It's like morning dew. It smells like morning dew to me.
I get, like, a bit of perfumic scent.
I'm right used there. To that sort of smell. Like, when I hit that Stridewood Pride.
Yeah.
You know, I leave her house. It's early in the morning.
Right. Use her perfume on the way out?
No.
You mean the Walk of Shame?
No, Stridewood Pride, because I got me some.
Right.
I mean, she may not remember, but I got me
she
some.
She may not be remember or be able to wake up for the next 72 hours.
Don't worry. We took pictures with her cell phone.
Well, I didn't give her a deadly amount.
Right?
Come on.
Nap time spray. I love that shit.
It's just GHB.
Who doesn't use that? That's growth hormone, isn't it?
It's mollywater.
like, why is her arm extra big? Did he hit you with that growth hormone?
Yum.
What's yum?
I'm just kidding.
Mollywater.
Okay, can we get back to the beer water?
Yeah, there's GHB in this, too.
No, right? There's not.
Well, then why the fuck am I here, Key?
There was going to be some of that.
No, Key. Whoa.
I'm kind of disappointed now.
Good. I'm disappointed at you, too. Goddamn.
Is there at least hand sanitizer in there?
Okay, so we're in agreement that there's a really subtle, nice fragrance. Does it smell nice to us from a lady standpoint?
Yeah, like outside.
Okay, and how do you like the label?
Oh, it's cute, because there's a flower.
Aw, that's cute.
It is.
No hentai on this one? Oh, okay, that is. It looks like something my cousin would wear.
Oh, fantastic. All right, so now let's get down to the taste. Okay, what you got over there, Miss Thicky Meats?
It tastes like there's not a lot of flavor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's not super strong, is there?
It is titled Easy Drinking.
Oh, okay. All right. It's the easy listening of beer.
It is. It's like real subtle.
It's
watery.
Watery, but
a little salty.
Yeah, a little bready, a little bit.
It's like ocean spritz in your face.
Yeah.
Like the ocean spritzed on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like I ate a couple crackers.
Yeah.
I just had a couple crackers. Just get a cracker, open a cold one.
Real subtle. So this would definitely be one of those, man, it's too fucking hot, but I don't want water. Just give me this.
Yeah.
This is like super hot at the beach. Mm-hmm.
Drink on your roof.
It's a roof beer.
It's a fucking roof beer.
I love roof beers. Shit.
Yeah, dude.
No, but it's really good. It's really subtle, and the ABV is low. So while you're outside in the hot sun, it's not going to get to you too fast if we were doing something a little bit higher. But I like it. It's really good. Let's get a grade and get them out of here. Sean, what do you got?
I'll give it a fucking 3.33. Because it's fucking, you know, it's cool, dude. It's like you said, or like I said, or like we said, or like Jesus said, it's the roof beer. You fucking chill on your roof, dude. Who gives a fuck? Throw a rock through your skylight.
Looking at the stars on your roof. Roof beer.
Yeah. Okay. No, this is definitely a day drinking. It's fucking, it's noon.
Oh, yeah.
And you're on the roof because you called out sick and you know you shouldn't have, but like, dude, there's a fucking pool party tonight. So you gotta fucking go to that shit. And we got a pregame.
You don't want to get too faded, but because, you want to be able to still drink later.
Yeah, and they're charging fucking $10 at the door. So you're gonna need to fucking turn
VIP,
up on the roof.
I'm VIP, motherfucker, because it's my house.
Yeah,
I'd probably charge myself. Miss Thicky Meats, what do you got?
I would probably give it a 3 or maybe even a 2.5.
Okay.
Because
wait, you gotta pick one.
Okay.
Because you went backwards.
The 2.5.
So you're going with the 2.5. It's below average for you.
Because I feel like it's just not strong enough. It's not what I want from a beer.
You want it to be stronger.
Yeah.
So you're looking to get turned up.
Right.
She's trying to turn
up. Oh, we're about to ruin that for her on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to make sure that she... So...
Not even get, like, wasted. No, but you want it... off of one beer, like, I want enough, like, I want to be like, oh, that was cool.
Okay, so this was just not enough flavor for you. Too subtle.
Right.
Okay. Still want more ABV, though, huh?
Yes.
That's what it says. Easy drinking. Yeah. I like it, guys.
Really like
drinking. Drinking's easy anyway. You know what I'm saying? Let's turn it up a notch.
Right? For me, guys, I really like this. This is something I would definitely give. I like the name, Yours Truly. I give it to somebody getting in the beer.
Like, oh, hey, I'd give it to my newborn, sure.
Well, you're the parent. Nothing wrong with that.
Right. I just had it. Oh, there. Oh, it's dead. Damn it. All right. What?
Wow. On a beer review, really?
Yeah, yeah. I'll be right back. I just gotta.
Sorry, Nikasi.
I gave her too much beer.
Okay, can we not? Really?
What's up, dude?
Rein it back in. Rein it back in.
Oh, I'm back.
All right.
I just left her outside.
Hey,
she's fine.
You don't even have kids. You just got done in the show telling everyone you don't have kids, and now you have kids.
I live a mysterious life, my friend.
He just found out.
Okay, so listen. Let me get the grade. Can I get the grade and get him out of here? Can I?
What's that?
Shut the fuck up, Sean. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and hit you guys with a very subtle 3.5. It's above average, in my opinion, only on the grounds that it is easy drinking, even though the name says it, but it actually is. Roof beer all day.
All day.
I make sure everyone throws it to me while I'm on the roof. Right. The beer's downstairs. Throw me the beer.
Hand me that shit.
And I'm on it. Sorry, guys. We'll be right back.
One of those cool keyboards.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, he's got a cool keyboard.
Oh, wait, this is yours?
Yeah, from you've seen it in my room.
Yeah, you've seen it in his room. I've seen you in his room too.
Weird.
On Chatterbait.
On Chatterbait.
Here it goes.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Let me ask you a question, Miss Thicky Meats. Let's say I gave you my number, right?
Right.
Like, legitly. You my number. And you heard my voicemail. And you had one time to just leave me a voice message. However you feel, whatever you want.
That's so fucking perfect. With your little delicate fucking voice. I can't wait.
And it goes,
greetings and salutations. You reached the voicemail of Key of obsbeers.com. For a fast response, please text or email key@obsbeers.com. For all other inquiries, leave a brief message while you're calling along with your name and number, and we will return your call in a timely manner. Here is what we have in common. What's your beer story?
I can't wait for your beard to tickle my butt.
Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, we are almost done. We're down the last two beers on today's episode. Miss Thicky Meats, are you having a good time?
Yes.
Have we scared you away yet?
No.
Perfect. Sean,
damn.
Shut up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the next beer up is Green Flash Tangerine Soul Style IPA. This is coming in at a 6.5% alcohol by volume. All you IBU heads out there, this is 75 out of 100. Go over to greenflashbrew.com, and these guys hail out of San Diego, California, and they're also in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Ooh. Where the fuck is Virginia?
It's over there.
By Washington, D.C.
Kind of over next to that thing.
So they got a beach.
They kind of got a beach.
Yeah, Virginia. Well, they're in Virginia.
Yeah. God.
Interesting. You could have told me Virginia was in the Midwest, and I wouldn't have known. I'd have been like, okay.
Jesus, that boy.
You know, I found out, when that hurricane hit that Georgia's above Florida. Didn't know that.
Mm, see?
For a long time.
Last word, buddy.
But now I know. Now I know where Georgia is, guys.
Why does he always give you the most?
I don't. Actually, we all have the same.
No, he doesn't. Usually, he actually gives me the least.
Yeah. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to it. Let's ask the Miss Thicky Meats, how do you like the label?
Mickey Theets.
It reminds me of you know those one Yahoo things? Like, that's what it reminds me of.
Funny,
like the shape of the bottle, you know?
Oh, you like that?
Yahoo. What?
Okay, Yahoo that, bottle.
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know, is it like Yahoo. Chocolate milk or something?
I have
no idea. Oh, Yoo-hoo.
Oh, yeah, Yoo-hoo.
Yeah,
hell yeah, that's a staple.
Know what I'm talking about. Actually, true story.
It's good.
Before this recording, last week, I think it was Thursday. No, it was Thursday. Mm-hmm. I know we're recording. It was last week, Thursday. I drank Yoo-hoo for the first time.
What? That was like
they were in the juice boxes. Remember those juice boxes?
Yeah. They were staple of my skateboarding childhood. Just fucking use. It's not even milk. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it says chocolate drink on the side.
Yeah, it's not even milk.
It says chocolate drink.
So.
But that's how the bottle
looks like. All right. Like
The glass one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So does it attract you towards the beer?
It kind of looks cheap, honestly.
Oh, okay, nothing wrong with that.
She's real, dude. She'll fucking tell it like it is.
I like the label, Sean.
I like it.
Let's get down to the smell.
It looks cheap, right?
No, it doesn't.
They didn't put.
You just don't know. You don't know quality. Look at your Rolly. Look at my Rolly. That's a small face.
I agree with her, man.
I don't know.
Plain Jane?
I'm sure it's good.
It's a plain Jane label.
It looks like a value brand.
Simplicity.
It's
just giving you shit.
I love it, though. It
just looks... smell your beer, Sean, and quit talking.
It does look...
Oh.
Alright, what do you guys got? Whoever wants to go first, go for it.
Give me a second.
It smells like a lighter version of, like, Blue Moon or something.
Alright, smells like a lighter version of Blue Moon. Alright.
What the hell?
So okay. It kind of smells like that wood smell and then orange or something at the same time.
Okay, a little orange something at the same time. Sean?
It smells smoky to me. It smells like honey and smoky, like it's been sitting in one of those bastards.
Barrel agedness to it. Okay. For me, ladies and gentlemen, it just smells like, it's very simple. It smells like tangerines or oranges. Or if you're really someone who can't really know what, if you don't know what tangerine, like a little blood orange. It's full of citrus. It's very sweet, but it has plant body to it. So definitely bouquet-ish.
Damn, girl, you got a plant body. What, you a vegan?
Tears of the dazed. I got nothing. Fucking vegan. Built like a vegan.
You got that kale booty. Man.
Oh, I like that. Okay, so here's the cool part about this. Let's see. I'll go first, guys. So what you're going to get out of this particular IPA, which is Sean's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
It's textbook IPA. Very bittering, drying in the back. Got a little bit of tannins going on. It's definitely got all sorts of all your culprits of orange, maybe lemon or lime, a little bit of grapefruit on it. But here's the crazy part about what they've done with the tangerines. It's tangerine pith, tangerine pill, and very little juice. You're probably getting the citrus bite, in my opinion, from the way the hops are laid in and how they're using it, because we all know with your IPAs, you get a lot of citrus going on in it. But the natural tangerine aspect of it is definitely going to be oily, pithish, which is the white membrane of the fruit, and its actual... Sean is dying over there. And it's pill. So it's very more... It's more aesthetic for tangerine. That's what's going on here. It's not as juicy as it smelt. It's juicy because it's an IPA, and Green Flash is known for their IPAs. They actually make very well IPAs, but they did a great job with this tangerine because it's more natural. They're using not just the meat, they're using all of it. That's what's giving it that pungent bite, that earth. So what are you guys experiencing? I just had to go first because there was some, pretty sure there were some questions, so I wanted to answer that.
All the questions in the world. It tasted like wood. There's like a big, strong wood taste to me, but then it was bitter, but in a more in a grapefruit way.
Right.
Like, it wasn't so much tangerine for me. Or maybe peel, like more of a lemon peel.
Almost. Okay. No, you're not wrong with that either. Because like I said, they're really good with their IPAs.
The tangerine and stuff seems like it would be more sweet on the sweeter side. But
not if you,
like...
if you take the meat out. Like, you know when you zest something? You ever zested something?
Yeah, no, that's the vibe that I'm getting. But
yeah, it's like they zested it.
Like, but I don't know why, but it just reminds like me more of a grapefruit than it does a tangerine.
Because it's so bitter.
Right? Yeah, maybe that's it, because they're more bitter, aren't they? Are grapefruits more bitter? Or?
It depends on which grapefruit you grab. The ruby reds are sweeter than the actual yellow. Yellows are bittering. The red ones are sweet.
Okay, then we're talking yellow.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm talking.
So you're getting a grapefruit vibe out of it, not so much tangerine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How about you?
I feel like when you like, if you've ever like just bit the peel of an orange or anything like that, that's exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I need something a little with a little bit more sweet taste to it.
So
I would drink it, but you know,
it's a little too sharp for you, a little too bitter. Yeah. Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, let's go ahead and get them a grade and get them out of here. I'll go first. I'll hit this with a 4.5. It's well above average for all you IPA drinkers. It's got that tightness that you're looking for, your standard. When you think IPAs, you're thinking bittering. Mm-hmm. It's the tangerine that's actually complementing the beer, which makes this beautiful. And it's also almost borderline double IPA. So it's got some really high notes in the IPA world. Its IBUs are right on the money, which means its malt profile is very low with the sugar. So those aren't washing each other out. It's extremely drying and refreshing at the same time. So that's what you're looking at for that. Any of you guys want to rate it? What do we got?
Fucking 2.8.
2.8, huh?
Yeah, it's like average, but it's super fucking bitter. So
yeah.
That's just that 0.2 for me.
Okay. And how about you, Miss Sticky Meats?
I would do a 3.
And why is that? That's right in the middle.
Because I just want something a little bit more sweet.
Okay.
I like it, but if it had a little bit more, I don't know, like more sugar, like I'd probably...
Okay, so you want it, so you're looking for sweet, like you want it more juicy, like I was saying, like more of the fruit of it?
Yeah, you know how like compared to like a Blue Moon, like you can actually taste like the sweetness of it.
Okay,
but as it's a little opposed malty, to this one just has like the dry, crisp, like...
Okay.
bitter.
Blue Moon and this beer are totally two different beers. That's a Belgian wit.
Oh.
And this is an IPA. Two different beers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're totally two different beers. A slightly different process. Or ingredients, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You did. Okay.
Well, whatever. There's that. It's fine. Well, yeah. It's fine. It's cool. No, I know. It's cool. Well,
we're learning. We're learning.
She'll come back on the show. She's going to know more. You know
right.
You
that know. Was her way. Right.
Let's get him out of here. We'll get back right back, guys, and get back in this hand. That last beer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're glad that you're almost here. Now, remember, guys, that special treat at the end of the show, we're going to let you guys know what Thicky Meat's measurements are. So if you're still here at this point, you're going to know what type of measurements she has.
Right.
All
right,
and we'll throw in an extra bonus at the end, too. If you make it all the way to the end of the show, Sean's going to tell you his measurements.
In yards.
In metric tons. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, it's the last beer of the night. We are... Sean, sad music, please.
Aww.
We want to say thank you. This isn't a eulogy or a goodbye. It's just sad that we don't have any more beer to drink for the rest of the show. We're on a budget. It's only 5 per show is what we're allowed.
Yeah.
You know, so... All right. So with that said, we're going to be on this last beer. This is the beer Miss Thicky Meats wanted to do first. This is the beer that intrigued her. She was like, ooh, just the one to get turned up. And then all of a sudden, it was wet everywhere. Just wet. Sploosh. Ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, if you can't find anything to drink, always grab a Sierra Nevada. So with that said, it's their Hop Bullet. They're coming out of Chico, California and Mills River, North Carolina. For more information, check them out at SierraNevada.com. And this beer is coming in at a beautiful 8% alcohol by volume. All right. So are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sean, are you ready for this?
I usually never am.
All right. Here we go. Hooking you up, ooh girl. Hooking you up, ooh girl. Yeah, dummy. Cheers to smell. All right, it's not as bad as the label would have said it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, you know what? Ladies first. This was something you wanted to do, so take it away, Miss Thicky Meats.
It smells similar to the last one.
Well,
or maybe the one before that.
Yes. No. Let's just keep it. No. Keep it to itself. What does it smell like to you? Let's not forget the ones you had before. Let's talk about this one now.
I smell wood again.
You smell musk. Wood. Musk. Okay. Sean.
Yeah, it's the same, but I smell like perfume too.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing to the nose is very subtle, at the same time aggressive. We're talking pine needles, resin, wood. It's got a little smoke to it. A little smoke.
Yeah.
But all plant, all day. Oils.
All plant, all day.
All plant,
we're
all
repping
day.
The plant life.
We are. And I mean, the vines, the roots, it's earthy.
Nice.
But it's subtle, and it smells creamy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Was that close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
You were so close, you were inside of me.
Wait till the end of the show, bro.
I told you to wait, and you didn't wait.
Here we go. You know how we just, instead of chatterbaiting here, cheers. Let's just open up our throat hole and put fill it up with some liquid. Lord.
Yeah. Liquid or? Oh.
Miss Thicky Meats. What'd it do?
It tastes like, I don't know, kind of stale. It's good, but...
What's stale mean to you?
Stale, like... You know, like when you take a hot Cheeto and it's kind of like it's been sitting there open for a while?
No, because when I go buy hot Cheetos, I eat them right away.
Oh, okay.
I don't really... I figured if I was at the store and the bag was already open, I'd have to call a sales clerk like, hey, where's your other unopened bag? Because I don't trust it. So it tastes a little stale to you.
Yeah. Okay. But it's good. I like it.
All right.
And it's strong.
So let me ask you this. Where's the stale part coming in? At the beginning or at the end?
At the beginning.
Okay. Then what happens as it washes over your tongue?
It,
what
are you like experiencing? Dries out.
So you're drying where?
At the end.
Okay. And is that enjoyable?
Yeah.
You like that?
I like it.
Anything else that you can pull out besides the staleness?
I get that same kind of how you said in the morning time.
Okay, a little dew.
That's like I kind of get
little
that.
Nectar.
Yeah.
All right, Sean.
It's funny because any sort of bitterness goes away real fucking quick. Mm-hmm. That's gone right away, but it's at the same time it's kind of sharp, like it's a real sharp bitter, but it goes away real quick. And it's but it's watery and bready at the same time. I'm a pretty big fan. What's the ABV on this, by the way?
8%.
Is it?
No booze.
No, a little bit, but it takes a second. Right now, it's subtly, I can feel the fumes, you know, in the back of my throat. When I drink it, though, I don't get any of that.
Right.
It's really weird. Maybe a little bit of the kind of that syrupy woody taste. Woody. I love the taste of woody.
Woody.
And
he also wears nice clothes.
And so that's the closest thing, though. But that just tastes like, you know, honey and brown sugar and barbecue sauce.
Right.
No,
it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, that was a weird combo.
No, I'm glad you said a little barbecue sauce because there is a little bit of pepper going on here. Okay. So it's got a little spice, spice. What I like about it is it wants to be very aggressive for a double IPA, but it's not. Mm-hmm. You know, Sean, it's we've had some doubles and you die over there.
Yeah, no, this doesn't even.
Yeah, it's extremely.
There's
so,
like single IPAs that are.
So yeah, they're a little more aggressive. So what's going on here is this beer has two textures. You got a nice full body weedy feel. It's got a mouth feel, but it's got a soft, frothy cream texture to it. So mixing those two kind of contradict the sweet and the savory aspect of this beer. Now, normally with double IPAs, you're talking an overbearing amount of the bittering, but its malt profile that they were using, their malt is right up there with it. So it's kind of masking that. That's where we're getting our drying is where the oils are coming in and the tannins. Mm-hmm. But the sweet aspect of the beer is like, nah, don't worry about that, player. But then when you swallow it, it hits you real quick. Mm-hmm. Then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of like the name of it. So it's like the aggressiveness is so quick, like you got hit with a bullet.
All right.
So let's go ahead and get these guys a grade. Starting off with you, Miss Sticky Meats. What you got?
I would say 4.5.
Okay. How come? Wow. Whoa, that's pretty big. That's a big score. Why?
I would drink it again.
Okay.
That's lit.
Yeah. And it tastes good to me. I don't know. I like it.
Okay, good. Sean?
I'll give it a fucking 3.8.
Okay, why?
It is really good. Really well-rounded. It's got a lot of alcohol if you're into that. It's not crazy strong if you're into that, but then it also is kind of have a strong bitterness, so if you're into that, that's cool too. It's just, you know.
Just as long as they get in there.
It's got everything. Mm-hmm. It's like just watery enough so you can drink it refreshingly a little bit, and you know what I mean? I love it.
Fair enough. I'm going to hit you guys with a 4. It's well above average. I like it. I wouldn't change anything about this. This would probably be my daily 6.
Yeah.
Something I drink on a regular. Like, hey guys, thanks for coming over. Grab yourself a hot bullet. Let's chill. Or don't grab a hot bullet. I'll drink these 6 for right now and I'll go to the store in the morning. It's really nice, guys. Sierra Nevada has never disappointed me. They make really, really good stuff. So guys, definitely check those guys out. We'll be right back, guys, with, we'll figure something out. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll figure something. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you all have been waiting for, it's time to know if the show's about to be over. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, it is. So, Sean, if they want to get a hold of you, where can they find you at?
Just the bat signal in the sky would be good. I'll respond to that.
I'm done playing with you. Miss Vicky Mates, if you would like for people to follow you or check out what's going on and all that good stuff, you're more than welcome to do that if you want them to follow you on something. Well, you can tell them whatever you want. Go ahead, plug your shit away.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at T Macaroni.
Is it T E E or just the letter T?
The letter T.
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Could you spell macaroni?
M A C C.
See where I'm going with this?
A R O N I.
So try it one more time. You can follow me at T Macaroni. That's
T.
You
can follow me at T Macaroni, and it's the at symbol and T M A C C A R O N I.
Oh shit!
On Twitter and on Instagram.
Same handle. Wonderful.
Nice.
The at symbol, like okay.
They type out the at symbol.
The at symbol, like you put it up in the sky and shit. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you guys all had a good time with us. We really do appreciate it. We're sorry that the show's gone a little highbrow, but at this point, fuck it.
Yeah,
I like it.
I had a lot of fun. I'm glad you had fun.
Oh man, come on, Thicky Meats, why'd you do that?
Burping like crazy.
Man, you could have done it
that
earlier.
That was not me.
You could have done that earlier. Like, why'd you have to wait till the end of the show? All right, guys. So as promised, you guys made it to the end of the show. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go ahead and I'm going to leave you guys with how to find all the things that are OBS. And then at the end, we're going to give you guys what we promised you, the measurements. We'll be right back, guys. So here's where you can find obsbeers.com.
It's the Open Bottle Society, the ultimate craft beer community. Coming at you live with all things beer, the greatest. beer stories, you'll find them here. Beer reviews, education, and more. OBSbeers.com is who you're looking for.
Hey guys, we want to say thank you guys for listening to another outstanding episode on Open Bottle Talk here on chilloverradio.net. We appreciate all things beer, and we would love to hear from you guys. If you guys want to go ahead and interact with us, please head over to obsbeers.com. On the homepage is all of our social media. If you don't want to head over to the homepage, you can go to any social media and type in obsbeers. You can hit us on the DM. We would love to hear from you. Leave a comment. We absolutely respond and love everything about anyone who's into beer like us. Beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story? We'll check you guys out on the next episode. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you what those measurements do. Just kidding.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.